在我们属灵的道路上着重点是什么？
And what we are reminded of in this occasion is the great forgiveness of God.
我们在这个聚会里面特别被提醒的就是神奇妙的饶恕。
A visitor was behind the scenes of the stage at Oberammergau in Germany.
在德国，在有一个人在演戏的台的后面在观看。
This is where annually the Great Passion Play is put on.
就是每年他们要演主耶稣受苦的这一幕。
And as he looked at the different props, the different parts that go with the play, leaning against the wall.
在他们看到墙上所挂的一幕一幕的那种受苦的光景。
He saw a cross there.
他就看到了一个十字架在那里。
He walked over and picked up the cross.
他就走过去把十字架提起来。
And he hardly was able to lift it. He staggered under its weight.
他结果就根本就提不起来，因为十字架太重了。
And so he inquired around. He said, "Does the cross have to be so heavy?"
他就问旁边的人，十字架真的需要这么重吗？
And immediately a man appeared.Whose name was Anton Lang, the key figure who played the part of Christ in that Passion Play.
那马上就有一个人出现，他是 Anton Lang， 他是演这幕戏的主角，他是演主耶稣的。
And he said to him, "I couldn't play the part unless I felt the weight of the cross."
他说除非这十字架是这么重否则我演这一个角色的时候我就没有办法演得好
We cannot live the Christian life unless we feel the weight of the cross
我们过基督徒的生活的话除非我们真是感觉到十字架的重担否则我们也没有办法能够过得好
Now, The weight of the cross is not measured in pounds and ounces
当然十字架的重量并不是用磅或者是几个盎司来衡量的
Its weight is measured in terms of forgiveness
它的那个量是用一个饶恕的量来量衡量的
These were the words of our Lord as he cried on the cross Father forgive them for they know not what they do
就像我们的主在十字架上呼喊的声音说父啊赦免他们因为他们不知道他们所做的是什么
How well Jesus asked the disciples who wanted a place on the right and the leftAre you able to drink the cup that I am to drink?
当主耶稣问那些门徒，因为他们不晓得哪一个在左在右的时候，主耶稣说：“你们能够喝这个杯，我喝的这个杯吗？”
And the cup of discipleship is expressed in terms of our ability to forgive.
我们喝这个主的杯的这个分量，就是看我们能够饶恕多少。
Let us take a look at the discourse that Jesus gives in this matter of forgiveness.
我们来看圣经上主耶稣和他的门徒交谈的关于饶恕的这个功课。
In the 18th chapter of Matthew,
我们请大家翻到马太福音十八章
verses 21 to 35.
二十一到三十五节。
And I suppose we could say that this is another lesson that Peter learned.
我相信这是彼得学习的另外一个功课。
And it is the lesson of forgiveness.
这就是饶恕的功课。
Peter asked the question in verse 21, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him?
彼得在二十一节问神说那是彼得进来对耶稣说主啊我弟兄得罪我我当饶恕他几次呢
Shall I forgive him as many as seven times?
到七次可以吗
Jesus said no, not seven times, but 70 times seven.
主耶稣说不是不是七次乃是七十个七次
As much as to say, when you forgive someone, you don't keep score.
就是说你饶恕人的时候你不把它 记下来
You never say to someone I'll forgive you this time But don't let it happen again
你不是跟人家说这次我饶恕你但是这件事情不要再发生了
Many people have a little book in which they mark the first time, the second time, and it's getting too many times now.
有很多的人保留一个记账本，就说这次他是一次得罪我两次，现在他得罪我太多次了。
Can you imagine the Lord keeping a book?
有没有想到，若是主也留一个记账本的话，将怎么办？
Well, if he does, he writes it down in pencil so that he can erase it.
若是他真是记账的话，我相信他是用铅笔记，所以他可以随时的擦去。
But we're so prone to use indelible ink.
但是我们记人家账的时候是用钢笔记的。
And we forgive, but eternally remember.
我们虽然有的时候饶恕人，但是一辈子都记得。
Jesus was very adept at answering questions with a story.
主耶稣是很惯于用一个故事来回答人的问题。
And I would like for us to follow through this story.
我想大家一同的来慢慢读这个故事。
And I think the reason why Jesus told this story is because he was trying to get his disciples to step over into new territory in their Christian walk.
我想主耶稣用这个故事的缘故，就是要带领他的门徒能够在灵程上走入一个新的境遇。
Many of us have been able to stand up and pray.
当时有很多的人可以站起来祷告。
We have broken that frontier of praying in public.
我们也是在众人的面前已经可以是可以祷告了。
Many of us have broken through the frontier of testifying in public.
也有的人他已经胜过了一个在人的面前可以做见证的一个阵线。
In fact, would you believe it? Many have even broken across the frontier of giving 10% of their income to the Lord.
甚至于我们中间已经有很多人能够把我们的收入十分之一可以给神了。
But many have yet to know what it means to step across the frontier of forgiveness.
但是 很多的人一直到今天还没有得胜这个饶恕人的这个征战。
Do you remember in the Lord's Prayer where he says, forgive us our debts or our trespasses, just as we forgive those who trespass against us?
你记得主耶稣自己的祷告吗？他说，饶恕我们的罪，如同我们赦免别人的罪。
And can it be that because of that, many of us go unforgiven by the Lord because we do not know what it is to forgive others?
你知不知道今天你有的时候不能够被神饶恕，是因为我们不能饶恕人的缘故呢？
And you might just as well mark it down in your own little book.
你最好还是把你的记账本把它划掉吧。
The sins that the Lord will not forgive me, and you mark them down.
这神没有饶恕我的一些事情，你最好把对别人的记载把它划掉。
He will not forgive me in the same way that I have on the next page the sins that I will not forgive somebody else.
我对别人得罪我的事情，若是还记在不把它划掉的话，神也不会饶恕我。
So what use to pray?
但是你怎么祷告呢？
What use to testify?
我们常常做见证。
And why give your 10% to the church?
若是你做见证或者说祷告给十分之一有什么用呢？
If in that little book the Lord has not forgiven us because we haven't forgiven someone else.
若是因为我们没有饶恕人的缘故，我们的主没有饶恕我们的话，这一切都是徒然的。
We hold the key to God's forgiveness of us.
我们神对我们的饶恕完全掌管在我们对人的饶恕如何。
He is willing to forgive every sin.
神是愿意饶恕我们每一样的罪。
But when we fail to forgive others, then we are unworthy to be forgiven of Him.
若是我们不愿意饶恕别人的话，我们就不配被神饶恕。
And so Peter gets another hammer blow of what it means to become a rock.
所以彼得他再一次被主当头一棒，因为他要把他操练成为一个石头。
The Lord always seems to be stunning this disciple giving him a jolt, a shock.
神, 主耶稣好像是不断地在那里 捶打他，好像是让他能够学功课。
And I suppose I can just see my Japanese brethren in Brazil when they hear some news, they say, yeah, yeah, yeah.
我还记得在巴西的时候，一些日本的弟兄姐妹跟他们听到了一些消息的时候，就很惊叹说：“真的，真的，真的。”
Their jaw drops open, something new, something new.
他们张开口说：“这是新事。”
And Peter says, "I never thought of it that way, Lord."
彼得想到主啊，我真是从来没有想到是原来是那样子。
70 times 7.
七十个七次。
What am I going to do with my little book?
那我这个记录本怎么办呢？
And the Lord says, get a bigger book.
主耶稣说，拿一本大一点的本子吧。
No.
他没有这样讲。
The Lord says, give me that book.
主耶稣说，把你的记录本给我。
Now look, Peter.
看彼得。
Rip, 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 rip.
把它撕掉算了。
And Peter says, oh my goodness.
彼得说，哎呀，真是糟糕。
It's hard to be a Christian.
做一个基督徒真是太难了。
Jesus says, I want to tell you a story, young man.
主耶稣说，年轻人，让我告诉你一个故事。
There was a certain poor man who owed his king over $2 million.
有一个可怜的人，他该他的国王200万的钱。
He couldn't pay, so the king ordered the man, his wife, and his children, and all of his property sold to pay the debt.
他没有办法还，那主人就吩咐他把他的妻子和儿女，并一切的所都卖了，要还偿还。
So the man comes before the king, falls on the ground with his face in the dust. He pleads with the king and says, "Oh, sir, be patient. I'll pay it all."
那个可怜的仆人就匍匐拜他说，主啊，宽容我，将来我一定要还清。
$2 million, you're going to pay?
你能够还200万的钱吗？
But then in pity, the king says, all right, I forgive you. You can't pay that money, but I'm going to forgive it all. It's paid.
那个国王看了他就动了慈心，就说你没有办法还了，算了，我就饶恕你了，你不必还了。
And so the man leaps to his feet and shouts and is happy, and then he leaves the presence of the king.
那这个穷人就高兴得不得了，就连跳连叫的就离开了这个王。
And who should he meet just as soon as he gets outside?
当他出去以后，他遇到一个什么人呢？
He meets number one written in his little book.
就是把他那个记在本里面的第一个人的名字遇到那个人。
And he says to him as he grabs him, he says, you owe me $20.
他就看到他的时候就说你该我20块钱。
Only $20, remember.
你们记得只有20块钱。
And he says, pay up or else I'm going to have you put in jail.
你赶紧付，不然的话我就把你关到监狱里面。
And the man says, oh, be patient, I'll pay it next week.
这个人说，请你忍耐一点，下个礼拜我还你。
Nothing doing, he says, and he has the man thrown in a debtor's prison.
他就不肯，这里说就把他监放在监狱里面。
But it's amazing how news travels so fast and it gets to the ear of the king.
但是很奇妙，消息传得很快，这个消息传到了那个王的耳中。
And so he calls this forgiven man, he calls him back into his presence.
他就把那个神所饶恕的人再次叫到他的面前。
And now fire is flashing from that king's eyes.
就我们就看到那个国王的眼睛是实在是很冒火。
Hot wind is blowing from his nostrils.
他鼻子也是出气。
And the king is just nervous all over, and he's itching all over.
他实在是很紧张，也一气的发抖。
And he takes his scepter and he hits it and he breaks it in half.
他就抓了他的权杖，一打就把他权杖。
Talk about an angry king.
这是一个非常生气的王。
And he says, you evil wretch.
他说你这个坏人，恶奴。
I canceled $2 million that you owed me, and here's a man who owes you $20, and you take him by the neck and take him to jail.
我把200万的钱都免了你的债，你怎么这个人该你20块钱，你就把他送到监狱里面。
You have sentenced yourself.
你自己定你自己的罪。
And he says to him, to jail.
他就把他送到监狱里面。
Then said Jesus to his listeners,
主耶稣就跟他旁边的门徒说,
These are the words in this portion of scripture, and we haven't taken time to read them.
这就是在这一段圣经里面所讲的,我们没有时间一句句念。
That's how my heavenly Father will treat you.
这就是我们的天父要对待我们的方式。
Unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart.
除非你从心里面饶恕你的弟兄。
Now surely, Lord, you're talking to us disciples. You don't mean us. You mean the people out there, don't you?
是主啊，你是跟那些门徒讲的，就是在那边的人讲的，不是跟我们讲的，是不是？
God has no pets.
主耶稣他没有自己的宠儿。
And God has no grandchildren.
他也没有孙儿。
And God speaks to his children the same way he speaks to the people who are unsaved.
他跟他的儿女这样讲，跟不信的人也是同样一样讲。
He doesn't have one standard for the sinners out in the world and a standard for the Christians here. You're all right now.
他并不是对不信的人是一个标准，对信的他的儿女另外一个标准，说你现在是没有关系了。
Because when we are converted,God never violates what he gave us in creation.
当我们得救以后，神在我们里面的创造是绝对不会改变的。
He never violates our will.
他绝对不会违背我们自己的意思。
And you can will to keep on serving him, or you can will to turn your back on God.
你可以立志继续的跟随服侍神，或者你立志你就要背叛神。
He never locks you in so that you can't reason anymore.
他绝对不会把你关起来，你都失去理智，不能够跟他辩论。
He doesn't dehumanize us when we have become Christians.
当我们变了基督徒以后，他也不把我们好像变成不是一个人的样。
We have the human propensities that can lead us in the negative direction as well as the positive direction.
我们仍旧保持人的一切本能，我们可以往好的方向走，也可以往不好的方向走。
And we have to keep battling againstThe enemy who comes very subtly to destroy our faith.
我们必须要跟这个很狡猾的魔鬼不断的要征战，因为他在常常引诱我们。
And one of the areas where the enemy works most subtly is in the area of forgiveness.
那魔鬼常常攻击我们最狡猾的一个地方，就是在我们饶恕人的这一点。
Sometimes we have the notion that because people have been Christians for 40 years,that they are better Christians than one who has been a Christian for 4 years.
有的时候我们有一个错误的观念，以为一个基督徒已经做了40年的基督徒比刚做4年的基督徒一定是要好。
I don't know that that is scriptural.
我倒不觉得这是合乎圣经的。
Either I am saved or I am not saved.
只是你有没有得救，你是得救的或者是没有得救的。
Either I have the Spirit of Christ in me or I do not have the Spirit of Christ in me.
不管你你不是有圣灵在你的里面，你就是没有圣灵在你的里面。
It's true that the people who have been Christians 40 years ought to be a little more mature than those who are Christians 4 years.
是对的，做了40年的基督徒的确是比4年的基督徒应该比较老练。
But how come it's the people who have been Christians 40 years who have the most problem with forgiving?
但是常常就是做了40年的基督徒的他对于饶恕的功课学不好。
Maybe it's because we've been a Christian so long that we can't imagine that another Christian would fall and would make mistakes.
可能我们做基督徒做太久了，我们就没有想象到基督徒还可以跌倒，还可以软弱。
And we get spiritual arthritis.
我们就得了属灵的风湿病。
We can't bend anymore with people.
我们就没有办法来弯曲来救人。
There's no give anymore.
就没有办法饶恕人。
And you can touch some and they crack. They fall over.
你一碰它的话就完全就破碎。
I'm talking about the spirit of forgiveness that comes out of a heart of love.
我是讲到我们从心里面出来的，从爱里面出来的饶恕。
In fact, it should be the opposite way. The longer you're a Christian, the more mellow you become.
其实是应该你越做基督徒做的久，你应该越温柔。
The riper，
它是已经熟了，成熟了。
and the more tender.
而且更软更温柔。
Now, the point is painfully obvious what Jesus is trying to tell Peter and the rest of the disciples.
但是主耶稣所告诉彼得和其他门徒的似乎事实是完全是很清楚。
You notice the difference in the size of the debt, $2 million and $20.
你看到这两个该债的人，一个是200万，一个是20块。
And nothing that men can do to us can in any way compare with what we have done to God.
我们向神所做的没有办法跟神对我们所做的相比。
Nobody has transgressed against you or me or hurt you or me any more or as much as we have hurt the heart of God.
没有一个人伤害我们像我们对神的心伤害那样的惨重。
And when God has forgiven us so much,
当神饶恕我们这么多,
how can we be so unforgiving to others?
为什么我们对别的人就那样的不能饶恕呢?
Who really have done very little to us compared to what we've done to God.
其实这位对我们的得罪实在是太少了,跟我们跟对神所做的相比的话,实在不足道。
So when you've realized God's forgiveness to you, then ask the question, why must I forgive?
你必须要明白神饶恕你多少，然后你再问一个问题，为什么你要饶恕人？
And the answer will come out of your very heart, 70 times 7, of course.
当你明白了这一点，你从心里面自然就说，当然要70个七次。
General James Oglethorpe,met John Wesley one day.
有一个将军遇到了 John Wesley 有一次。
He said, Sir, to John Wesley, I never forgive.
那个将军跟 Wesley 讲，我永远不要饶恕人。
Wesley replied to him, Then, sir, I hope you never sin.
那 Wesley 就回答他说，那我就希望你一辈子不要犯罪。
The great George Herbert once wrote,He that cannot forgive others breaks the bridge over which he himself must pass if he is going to get to heaven.
有一个 Herbert 写一篇文章说，若是你永远不饶恕人的话，你自己就把达到天堂的那个桥梁自己拆毁。
For everyone needs to be forgiven.
因为每一个人都需要被饶恕。
And so here is Peter about to break across a new frontier in his Christian life.
那这里彼得就能够越过一个在基督徒的生活里面一个新的领域。
And really, every Christian, you and I, is like a continent that needs to be explored.
我们每一个基督徒就像一个大洲一样，需要被人家来探讨。
We are all like a great continent that we land on the continent.And we think that we have taken the continent when really we have only established a beachhead.
我们每个人到了一个新的根据地的时候，我们以为已经得到了这个根据地，其实我们只不过在那海边一个小小的地方而已。
Not really realizing that in the interior of that continent, there are mines and there are resources that haven't even begun to be tapped.
都不晓得我们都没有到那州的里面去探讨里面有很丰富的宝藏需要我们去探讨
You know, a good illustration of this is the difference between Brazil and North America
这个比喻就是说巴西和北美的比喻
When the Bandeirantes went into the interior from the seacoast of Brazil the men went alone and they would stay 6 or 8 or 10 years leaving their families on the coast, then they would come back.
哦，从前那些探讨家从这个海边，他自己把家人留在这里，到巴西去，在那里探讨大概六七年。
They were looking for gold to bring it back, and the interior was never settled by families because they all stayed on the coast.
他们到那里去淘金找金子所以他们从来也没有到很深的地方只是在海边那些地域
But the difference is in America the families went with their husbands and they went across the country in the what they call the covered wagons and the prairie schooners, and they set up homesteads and they explored the wealth of the land.
但是美国人去探讨的时候就不同，他们开驾着车子把他们家人和家庭一同带去，而且在那一个里面到处探讨。
And many Christians are like that. They stay on the seacoast. Once in a while they run in and then they come back, but they never go into the interior to tap the resources of the land.
基督徒常常就是他们只在那个边域的边境探讨一下又出来，从来没有深入到里面去探讨那些宝藏。
And I would challenge you to break new frontiers in your Christian life, especially that one of being able to say, I forgive.
我希望你们在基督徒的灵晨上能够有更深的探讨，能够使你们能够达到说我能够饶恕人。
Now forgiveness, and very quickly, I want to talk about it in three dimensions. If somebody would open that back door and that door, get a little more air in here, it would be appreciated.
请你们把后面门关起来。当我讲到饶恕的时候，我想着重三点来讲三方面。
The first way that we recognize forgiveness is confession.
我们要讲到饶恕的第一步就是说到我们要认罪。
And by this I mean every one of us becomes acquainted with forgiveness when we stand at the entryway of the Christian life, which is the cross.
就是我们要能够得到真正饶恕，首先的一个功课就是站在十字架的面前，要承认自己的罪。
Which means that I have to accept forgiveness before I can learn how to forgive.
就是说，当我们要学习饶恕人之前，我们必须要接受神的饶恕。
There are a lot of people who cannot accept Jesus Christ because they can't accept themselves.
有很多的人他不愿意接受主耶稣的缘故，就是他自己不愿意接纳自己。
And how hard it is for a person to forgive someone else if that person himself or herself has never been forgiven.
若是你连自己都不能饶恕的话，你怎么能够饶恕别人呢？
So what I'm saying is, if you are really going to be able to forgive someone, you're going to have to know first of all what the forgiveness of Christ is in your life.
所以就是说，你若是要学习要饶恕别人之前，你一定要先知道主耶稣对我的饶恕。
I must confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that Jesus Christ is Savior and Lord, and that He has forgiven me.
我必须要心里相信，口里承认主耶稣是救主，他已经饶恕了我的罪。
If I do not confess Christ as my Savior,then I'm going to have a hard time forgiving you.
若是我不能够承认主耶稣是我的救主的话，我就没有办法饶恕你。
The songwriter once wrote, "Could my tears forever flow?"
有一首诗歌说，难道我的眼泪永远的流？
Could my zeal no longer know?
我的热心有不断的发热心。
These for sin could not atone.
这种罪是没有办法能够得赦免的。
Thou must save, and thou alone.
唯有你能够拯救，唯有你能拯救。
In my hands, no price I bring.
在我的手上，我没有带了任何的代价。
Simply to thy cross I cling.
只有紧紧地抓住你的十字架。
And when I cling to the cross, I am learning the spirit of forgiveness.
当我抓住了十字架的时候，我才学习什么叫做饶恕的功课。
For at Calvary, Jesus broke the forgiveness barrier.
在加略山，主耶稣他把饶恕的这个前线已经破碎了。
And so we enter into His redemption by acknowledging His forgiveness.
所以我们承认他对我们饶恕的这个工作。
So then, my redemption begins at the point of Christ's forgiveness of me.
所以我得救的起点就是主耶稣饶恕我的罪。
And we must recognize our condition before Calvary.
我们必须要看到加略山我们自己的光景。
And that we are spiritually poor and we can't pay.
我们的确在属灵上我们是一个穷人，没有办法付这个罪债。
And this becomes the moment of empty hands.
这就是我们空空的手的一个光景。
Lord, I have nothing to pay for my sins.
说主啊，我没有任何的能力付我的罪债。
And I confess that only Christ can forgive.
我承认只有主耶稣可以饶恕我。
Every one of us must learn what it means to humble ourselves and know that before the King, we cannot pay the debt of our sin.
每一个人必须要谦卑在这个王的面前，知道我们自己无法付这个罪债。
And he says, I forgive.
这个王说，我饶恕你。
And when I know that I am forgiven, then the spirit of forgiveness begins to work in my heart.
当我接受了这个饶恕的时候，这个饶恕的灵在我的里面就开始动工。
So you see, it's the Calvary look that is first in this experience of learning how to forgive.
所以你们要学习饶恕的话，你们首先必须要先看加略山十字架的功课。
Then I have to turn my eyes inward and look at myself.
然后把眼睛看到状况。
Even after I have accepted Christ as my Savior.
甚至于我已经接受了主耶稣到我里面做我的救主。
I feel inside of me what the Hebrews call the Yetzer Hara.
我就在里面能够感觉到希伯来人所讲的 Yetzer Hara.
That is the evil imagination.
就是我里面那种邪恶的概念。
That's the evil inclination.
是我的那种罪的罪性。
Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it.
就是常常就是喜欢偏行己路，我自己真是感觉到我就是这样。
Prone to leave the God I love.
也常常惯于离开这位爱我的神。
Here's my heart, oh take and seal it.
这是我的心的状况，求主拿去，然后把它。
Have you ever felt, as a Christian, the stirrings inside that we often call carnal stirrings?
你做了基督徒以后，是不是有的时候觉得我们里面的光景还是很属肉体的呢？
And what we learn as Christians is that we must ask God to forgive us for some of those things that go on in our heart.
我们做基督徒要常常到主的面前求神饶恕我们里面那些罪的状况。
We must recognize that we are always inclined to sin.
我们必须要承认我们常常是惯于犯罪的。
And we need the constant forgiveness of God.
我们不断地需要神的饶恕。
And the blood of Jesus Christ continues to cleanse us from all sin.
主耶稣的罪不断地洁净我们的罪，的宝血不断洁净我们的罪。
And forgiveness is a very deeply personal matter.
饶恕是一个很深的一种个人的关系。
In the Old Testament, the kings...Whenever they did something foolish, they would rip the garments off of their body.
在以色列的旧约的时候，当王做了一些不好的事的时候，他们就把他们的衣服这样撕破。
And so it is, the prophet of old said, Rend your heart, not your garments, saith the Lord.
那先知就跟他们讲，你不要撕碎你的衣服，你要让你的心能够痛悔。
And how many times we as Christians need to beat our breasts,And say, Oh God, forgive me for the foolishness of my way.
多少时候我们在神的面前真是要痛悔捶胸说主啊求你饶恕我的愚昧。
There was a woman who was a sinner who entered the house of Simon the Pharisee where Jesus was visiting.
有一个妇人进了西门的家里面，主耶稣那个时候在探访那个家。
And in deep sorrow she was weeping.
这个妇人是犯罪的，她因为心里面很难过，在那里流泪。
She was washing the feet of Jesus with her tears.
她用她自己的眼泪洗主耶稣的脚。
And anointed his feet with the ointment.
她用油抹主耶稣的脚。
And wiped his feet with her hair.
又用她的头发来擦她的脚。
If you go and look at Luke 7, verses 36 to 50,You'll see that this woman never says a single word.
若是你看路加福音第七章，就看到这段记载，这个妇人没有讲一句话。
Her sorrow was so deep she couldn't speak.
她的忧伤太重了，没有办法讲话。
She was merely doing a pantomime of her sorrow.
她只是用动作来
表明他自己里面的伤痛。
She did all of this in the face of the self-righteous Pharisees.
他在这自以为义的法利赛人面前做这些。
And the Pharisees were those who were quite righteous, and they felt they were better than the other people.
那法利赛人他认为自己是公义的，比别人好的。
And I could see some of the Pharisees stroking their beards and saying, "What is this woman doing here?"
我可以想象，当时一定有法利赛人摸摸胡子说，这个妇人在这里做什么？
She's a woman of the street.
她是街上的那种下流女人。
How does she dare come into the church and weep?
怎么敢走到教会里面来哭呢？
And Jesus, as much as reading their minds, turns to them and says, "I have never seen such honesty."
主耶稣知道他们的心，他就说，我从来没有看到一个诚实的人像这样。
And I think we need to be honest about ourselves in terms of our own personal integrity.
我想在我们讲到个人正直的时候，首先我们必须要自己是诚实的。
And how often we need to ask God to forgive us for some of our attitudes and the spirit that we have shown and the anger and the impatience. God wants us to be sensitive and to be contrite about some of those things that don't belong in the Christian life.
多少时候圣灵光照我们的时候，让我们看到没有耐心，我们自己无知，神要我们在他的面前真是能够痛悔这样。
There is more to being a Christian than just being saved and saying, "Now I'm a Christian."
就是得救了以后，并不是说哦，好了好了，我现在得救了，还有更深的。
It isn't a question of position.
也不是说你站在一个特别的地位。
Once I was unforgiven, now I am forgiven.
我从前是没有被饶恕的，现在我是站在被饶恕的地位。
Being a Christian is a question of relationship.
一个基督徒就是一个关系。
What is my relationship to Christ right now? Not last year or 40 years ago.
我现在跟主耶稣的关系是什么？不是去年那样的关系，或者四十年的关系一样。
A real marriage is not...having been married 20 years ago.
一个真正的结婚婚姻并不是说我二十年前结过婚而已。
And I have my marriage license in my hip pocket.
我在我的口袋里面有我的结婚证书。
A real marriage is what my relationship is right now with my spouse.
真正的婚姻就是说今天你跟你的配偶的关系是什么。
My wife and I have been married 40 years this August, this year.
我跟我太太在八月的话就结婚四十年。
You ask me about my marriage, I'm not going to tell you about the day I got married.
若是你问我婚姻的话，我不会说四十年前结婚的那天的事。
That's when I entered into marriage, but I will tell you about how beautiful my relationship is with my wife.
那结婚姻只不过是进入一个婚姻的生活。你问我婚姻的话，我就告诉你今天我跟我太太关系有多亲密。
But that means I have to be sincere and sensitive about some of the things that I do, and I need to rend my heart and be contrite about some of the things I should not have done.
那就是说我们的心要很睿敏，而且要常常受圣灵的责备，在神的面前诚实承认一些我们不该做的事。
Our time is just about up, but let me give you this last point.
时间快到了，再给你最后一点。
Forgiveness means that I stand at Calvary and I accept by confessing Christ that I need to be forgiven.
饶恕开始于站在十字架的面前，接受主耶稣到我的心里，因为我承认我需要主的饶恕。
And as I walk the Christian life, I need to rend my heart and ask God to forgive me for those things that I do that don't belong in the Christian life.
当我行在基督徒的灵程上的时候，要常常求神来饶恕我，不断的痛悔我在不断的犯的罪。
The third direction of forgiveness is outward.
在饶恕的第三方面就是对向外。
You cannot, like the old soldier back in medieval times of England, ask to be baptized, but I want to keep this one right arm out of the water.
你不能够像英国中古时候的那些军人受洗的时候说，我受洗的时候一定要把这个手在水的上面。
Well, why do you want to do that?
你为什么要这样做呢？
I want to avenge my enemy.
因为我要用这个手来报复我的敌人。
Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us.
饶恕我们的罪，如同我们饶恕别人的罪。
Jesus reiterates the importance to Peter. Throw away your little black book, Peter.
主耶稣就跟彼得讲，把你这个记人仇的这个本子把它丢掉吧。
And don't even keep score.
甚至于根本就不要记账。
You come to me and say, brother, forgive me. Of course I forgive you.
你只要来到我的面前说，求你饶恕我，当然我会饶恕你。
And I come to you and say, please forgive me. I'm sorry. Of course I forgive you.Because forgiveness is the very essence of the Christian life.
那是另外弟兄来说饶恕我，当然我饶恕他，因为饶恕是基督徒的一个特性里面的最重要的。
Let me remind you this morning.
让我今天早上再提醒你。
That it all began at Calvary.
都是从加略山开始。
And we must not get very far from Calvary.
我们不要离开这十字架太远。
And we must, with the spirit of Calvary, reach out to others.
我们必须要有十字架的灵，能够向外人能够饶恕。
And the spirit of Calvary is to forgive and forgive and forgive.
加略山
like a broken record.
加略山的灵就是让我们不断的饶恕，不断的饶恕，永远不记账。
Well, is that all he can do?Is that all Christ can do on the cross? Is just forgive, forgive, forgive? What about our rights? Ah, who?
这主耶稣在十字架上就能做的就是饶恕饶恕吗？我们有什么特权呢？
The beautiful thing about it is this. He can do more, but he chooses rather to forgive.
最美的事情就是主耶稣能够做的更多，但是他选择饶恕。
I think of a little puppy dog.
我想到一个小狗
Just a little puppy dog
一个刚刚生出来的小狗
And a big German shepherd dog
还有一个大大的德国狗
And the little puppy dog just nagging at the heels of the German shepherd dog just nibbling away
这个小狗就一直在那个大的德国狗的后面的那个小脚的后面一直搅扰它
And the big German shepherd dog just look at it
那个大德国狗就看看那个小狗
Why he could reach down there and swallow that little puppy
他其实可以把它摇起来 tear
that puppy
吞下去
apart.
把它撕破
But he chooses to let the little puppy nibble
他就看着他让他在那里摇啊
Here is power, strength
在这里有能力有力量
And God can destroy us
神的确可以毁灭我们
He can annihilate us
他也把我们消灭
But the power of Calvary is that he looks at us and forgives us.
但是在加略山的大能却是主看着我们就饶恕我们。
Now whether you're the little puppy or the German shepherd dog,
不管你是那个小狗还是那个大德国狗
sometimes we are the puppy.
有的时候我们的确像那小狗。
But oh, let's be sure we are big enough to show the restraint and know how to forgive as the German shepherd.
但是我希望你们能够有那个大的德国狗的度量能够看着那个小狗的搅扰
Do you want to be a strong Christian?
你要做一个强壮的基督徒吗
Accept his forgiveness
首先要接受神的饶恕
Recognize your constant need for forgiveness
认清楚我们常常是需要神的饶恕
And be big enough to throw away your little book
然后把宽宏大量把那记载本丢掉
And say I forgive
然后说我愿意饶恕
That is the stuff of being a strong Christian
这就是一个成熟的基督徒真正的本质
Lord Jesus help us to be strong in Christ Jesus
亲爱的神帮助我们能够像主耶稣一样的强壮
Give grace and more grace as we need it
求主你给我们恩典更多的恩典我们实在需要
And help us to keep our eyes fixed on the forgiving one
让我们的眼睛定睛看着这位饶恕我们的主
Remembering that we too are called to be forgivers of others
我们是被呼召出来要饶恕其他的人
In Jesus' name
奉主耶稣的名求。